Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes.
Wow.
Wow. The reaction last night when a time capsule buried under the Statehouse on Beacon Hill in colonial times was opened. Time capsules fascinate simply because of their purpose, allowing someone in the future to find and hold tangible evidence of the past. The Statehouse time capsule is called one of the country's oldest, and WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was there when it was cracked open last night.
Patriot Paul Revere and Governor Sam Adams were there on July 4, 1795, when a time capsule was placed under the cornerstone of Massachusetts' new Statehouse. 60 years later, in 1855, the capsule was discovered during repairs, its contents documented, new items added, placed in a small brass box, and buried again under the cornerstone. Last month, the time capsule was painstakingly removed and taken to the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. There, 220 years after it was first sealed, the box was reopened, last night, carefully.
Okay, now.
Okay, we're down another layer.
This is going to be interesting.
Museum conservationist Pam Hatchfield used a porcupine quill and her grandfather's dental pick to remove the contents slowly.
Conservation happens at a glacial pace.
Hatchfield and state archivist Michael Comeau began removing newspapers from 1855 from the box, the Boston Bee and Boston Evening Traveler, both folded long ago. Printed on rag stock, they were well preserved. Then, a colonial treasure trove.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
We've got coins, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Now I'm excited. These look like the 1795 coins. There's a pine tree shilling.
The pine tree shilling from 1652 is right there. Wow.
It's spectacular.
How cool is that?
At the bottom of the box was an engraved silver plate, the size and shape of a smartphone, inscribed with the names Revere and Adams. State archivist Michael Comeau.
This is the stuff of history, you know, that connect us to times past. So this is the bridge. This is that bridge to people like, you know, Sam Adams and Paul Revere. And then you look at the individual and say, well, maybe it's something more than that. Maybe it's the bridge back to their, you know, their principles and the purpose of their ideals. It's really kind of exciting.
The MFA plans to display the contents of the time capsule and later reseal it, perhaps adding some items from today, before hiding it under the same corner of the Statehouse for future historians to discover. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.